Father God, we thank you so much for your word that is powerful and it teaches us many things. We ask that we would understand it now. Amen. Right, so reading from Matthew chapter 15, verse 1. Then some Pharisees and teachers of Jesus from Jerusalem and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat." Jesus replied, "And why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and mother.' And anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them, they are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." Now this is the word of the Lord. So I sometimes enjoy watching a number of different sports. Maybe some of you do as well, such as football or sometimes boxing as well. Most of the time I can't watch boxing because in America it's on too late. But the big thing about boxing in recent years has been kind of drug cheats and whether their bodies have been clean enough to be able to participate. One of the big things that goes on a lot actually is that people get banned because they've used drugs or they've used kind of illegal. Sometimes they are legal, but they're not allowed to use them because it gives them an unfair advantage. And they're often called unclean. They're not having a clean body, not a clean sportsman. They're not clean. In our true story today about Jesus, we have a similar issue. The religious leaders are concerned about what people do and how they eat and what they eat, and they're concerned about being unclean because of it. The difference in this story is that the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the religious leaders of Israel, they don't understand that it isn't about what you eat or keeping with traditions. What makes someone unclean is what comes from the heart. An unclean boxer may be one that uses steroids, but an unclean person is anyone who has an evil heart. So Jesus, in Matthew so far, he's been doing lots of wonderful things. Right before, actually, if you look at the end of chapter 14, verse 36, they begged him to let those who were ill just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. People were bringing sick friends, sick people to Jesus just to touch his coat. And they were being healed. And that's literally what's just been happening. Incredible works of healing have just been taking place. So in chapter 15, let's read. Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem. So we have some of the leading people from Jerusalem coming. These must be some of the leading teachers in the whole of Israel because they're from Jerusalem. They're from the main place. They've come to speak to Jesus. What's it about? He's just been healing. You'd think it's about asking about these wonders he's just done, these wonderful healings that he's just completed with people just touching his cloak. So what do they ask? Let's keep reading verse 2. Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat. Jesus replied, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. And this is our first point today about human rules expose human hearts. Human rules expose human hearts. The elders, the teachers that have come from Jerusalem, some of the religious elites, have clearly set up certain rules for people to abide by. So these are not rules in the Bible, which would have been for the Old Testament for them. These are rules they've established for people to follow. The rules are not necessarily bad on their own, but the reason for doing them may be bad. And that's what Jesus is calling them out on. And this is what Jesus exposes here. If you notice verse 3, Jesus doesn't respond to them by saying why or why not he doesn't wash his hands before eating. He doesn't give them that satisfaction. He exposes the whole concept of rules and traditions. If rules and traditions have departed from what God has instructed, then they're bad. If rules and traditions stop agreeing with what God says, then rules and traditions are rubbish. He says, verse 3, and why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses their father or mother is to be put to death. In Exodus and Deuteronomy, two of the first five books of the Bible, God says, honor your father and mother. So you care for them. You look after them. If they're old and need more help, then make sure you support them and look after them. It's your responsibility, no one else's. But the elders and the teachers here in Israel, they set up a tradition, a human rule. And this rule they made, what it did, it allowed people to not support their family. So one way this rule was done, you could give the money that you were going to give to your parents to look after them. You can give it to the temple, to the religious people, and then you don't have to do anything for your parents because you're giving it to God. That was one rule they set up. And another way was that you could actually say you'll donate the money to the temple when you died, but until then, you can then use it for yourself. So that's the sort of rule they were setting up, which is obviously directly contradicting God's rule of caring for your mother and father. It's crazy, isn't it? This is what Jesus is saying their problem is. He's saying they're hypocrites. They're ignoring the word of God because their rules do not make sense with God's commandments. They think giving the money to God is better than supporting their parents. But that's exactly what's wrong with it, is that they're ignoring the commandment of God to say they're doing something good for God. The law of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, when they're given instructions for living, it's always about caring for each other, particularly supporting the weak in society, making sure that the weak are looked after. The traditions of these elders don't care about fundamentally what the law of Moses was to do. Could you imagine you were at home and you were on your way to church and you've seen your mum has fallen over, she's hurt herself. Probably needs an ambulance. She's in the living room and you think, I'm just going to walk past because I need to go to church. That would be outrageous. That would be ridiculous. That's not honoring your mum. That's really quite awful. That's a bit like what they're doing with these rules. It's a bit of an over-the-top example I just used. But even the example Jesus uses works today. It's a good thing to support your local church. It's a good thing to support gospel ministry with money. But if you use all your money to support gospel ministry and ignore your parents who need support, that's not right. Now, we read from Isaiah earlier, and Jesus quotes it here, verse 7. You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. In Isaiah's day, hundreds of years before Jesus, there were people speaking falsely too. People who didn't actually care about God, but were doing things that they thought made them look like they cared about God. They honored with their lips. They spoke great things, but their hearts were far away. They didn't love God. What they taught were human rules, not the truth of God. Jesus was using this to say that it was prophecy for what people would be like in his day too. And there is a danger that today we turn good traditions into requirements. Traditions are not inherently, they're not completely bad. But it's when we think that the tradition makes us good or gives us a relationship with our Father in heaven. We have wonderful things what we're involved in the church family. Growth groups, prayer meetings, Sunday school, young adults lunch, Wednesday group. But if we allow those things to become must-dos to have a relationship with God, then we're becoming like the people in this story who think washing their hands is more important than caring for their parents. Growth groups are good things. Serving in Sunday school is a good thing. But if you think that's the thing that will make you right with God, then you're putting human rules in a place that isn't good. Following human rules cannot give you a relationship with God. The Pharisees are concerned about being made unclean by having dirt on fingers. And part of the reason for their concern is that it is true. But uncleanness means people can't have a relationship with God. If you are unclean, you can't have a relationship with God. But what they don't realize is what it means to be unclean. It isn't about having unclean hands. It's not about having mud all over you like a child who jumped in a puddle. It's about having an unclean heart. And that's our second point today. The heart makes people unclean. Reading from verse 10. Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them." Then the disciples came to him and asked, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them, they are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Peter said, "Explain the parable to us." "Are you still so dull?" Jesus asked them. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile them." What is it that truly makes people unclean? It's our heart. It isn't mud or dirt or bacteria or not going to growth groups or not going to church. It's not if you don't read your Bible every day. None of those things make us unclean. It's the heart. Did you notice that the Pharisees were offended when Jesus said verse 11? Of course they were. We cannot control what comes from the heart. We can control rules that we make up. You know the really great thing about human rules is that we can sometimes stick to them. It's actually possible to do. If I said I will not miss a Sunday service for a year, it is possible that I can do that. It's possible to stick to a human rule. So I'm not surprised that the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, were offended because they've just been told you can't do anything. Even following your traditions won't help. They can stick to the rules. It's possible. And Jesus has said their real problem is what comes from within. It's what comes from the heart. But as is usual with the disciples, they don't understand. Peter, he doesn't understand. And he says to Jesus, explain to us what your parable means. Peter doesn't understand. And Jesus replies, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person. But eating with unwashed hands does not defile them. It's not what goes in that makes us unclean and unable to have a relationship with God. It's what comes from the heart. Our thoughts, they alone condemn us. They make us unclean. They show us the wickedness of our heart. It's a bit like this. This is my shirt. I'm using Joel's one as a clean one. Oh, I put on a bit of weight. We have murder. Matthew 5:21, Jesus says, you have heard that it was said to people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. So I've been angry before. That's some dirt over me. Adultery. Can anyone say here that we've never looked at someone in the wrong way, inappropriately? If someone saw the thoughts of we've had about people, but that's more dirt on us, more uncleanness. Theft. Have you ever coveted things? I've stolen things before. I remember in school, I used to steal things from the corner shop quite often. False testimony. Lying. Have you ever lied to someone, ever? Do you slightly distort answers to questions? Yep, still today. Slander, how do you speak about people? Are you always speaking in a loving way? Do you ever say anything bad about anyone? These are what defiles people. Jesus performs open heart surgery here. Have you seen those TV shows where they do like surgery like ER, House, or other medical shows? There's a surgery called open heart where they actually open up the chest so they can get to it to try and save people. Jesus is saying if he opened it up, it would look disgusting. It would be dirty. It would be horrible. It would be filthy. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual morality, theft, false testimony, slander. They're the thoughts of our hearts. Everyone here, no one can deny them. These are what defile a person. It isn't eating with unclean hands that makes us dirty. It isn't missing church one week that makes us dirty. It isn't not reading our Bible that makes us dirty. It isn't having bad behaved children that makes us dirty. To flip it around, eating with hands doesn't make you clean in the eyes of God. Going to church every week doesn't make you clean in the eyes of God. Serving on Sunday school or First Steps or whatever it is doesn't make you clean in the eyes of God. It's the thoughts of our hearts that make us unclean. There's nothing we can do to change that. Because our hearts are rotten. That's who we are. To think that we can put things in place to get out of that situation would be like me covering up like that. Up for a bit, but you can't sort the problem out. But Jesus didn't say these things just so that we would know our sin, just so that we would know our hopeless situation. He revealed himself as the one who takes us out of a hopeless situation. In Matthew already, Jesus has begun to show who he is. He's revealed that he's the one who makes people clean. He made a leper clean. Jesus is the one who can change hearts. Jesus is the one who makes your awful, wicked heart clean. He's the one who allows you to be able to approach God, because you have a clean heart if you trust in the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the only way. I've got paint on my hands, so I'm not going to put on Joel's clean shirt, but I think you get the point. Jesus is the one who makes us clean. Jesus does that. He makes you clean. It's why we can pray to our Heavenly Father, because we now have a relationship with God. Don't try to prove your worth by doing things. Don't try to stick tradition on top of the clean t-shirt, the clean shirt you now have. It does nothing. He's done it all. The Lord Jesus has made you clean, that you can now stand before the Father. He's done it. Don't do anything else. We serve him not because we're trying to achieve something. We encourage each other not because we're trying to achieve something, but because of what Jesus has done, because he's paid it all. He has made us clean. We live and serve him in response to what he has done, and not to earn what he has already done. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you that in strong description, he condemns us. None of us can read this and say, well, we can do anything to get out of this. None of us can say we've never done anything wrong. But we thank you for the Lord Jesus that he offers people, sinful people, wicked people, people with wicked thoughts, offers them a chance to be clean in the eyes of you. In his almighty name. Amen.